3D, 3D, 3D. Everything's 3D now. Cinema's 3D. Television's going 3D. Console gaming's going 3D. PC gaming's going 3D. Even Nintendo are bringing out the 3DS, a 3D version of their flip-up two-screen gaming system. Technically, none of these things are 3D. Not in my opinion. They're just stereoscopic. I think stereoscopic imaging is great, but it's not true 3D. Stereoscopy is where, instead of one image being delivered, two images are delivered. And instead of two images being delivered to both eyes at the same time, one image is delivered to the left eye and one image is delivered to the right eye, either by using shutter glasses that alternately switch off and on the left and right eye in sync with the display device displaying left and right images, or a special coating on the screen or the image so that 3D glasses aren't actually required. But still, it's only two images. It's not truly 3D. You won't be able to pick up the Nintendo 3DS, I predict, and move the screen around left and right to be able to look side-on into the 3D image, or tilt it forwards to look top-down onto the top of the 3D image. I don't think that's very likely. It's not true 3D in the sense of a hologram. But it's the next best thing. And I like stereoscopic imaging. I liked it as a kid with my little ViewMaster with its circular slides that I'd slide in and look at the small but definitely 3D image there in the ViewMaster. And I like those books that you can buy. I bought one just recently which have built-in flip-up glasses that enable you to easily combine the two images into a stereoscopic image. That's why stereoscopic images never look quite right, in my opinion. Sure, one eye is getting a different image to the other eye, which, just like in real life, creates the impression of depth. But in real life, we're constantly moving, both laterally and in angle, so that we're constantly getting a slightly different view of our environment, which in the brain and our mind causes a much more realistic sense of 3D. But these movements, when you're watching a 3D movie or looking through your ViewMaster, these little movements of the head make no difference at all to the stereoscopic image. And that gives the stereoscopic image a slightly flat perspective, as if there are different layers of flat photographs in front of you, rather than a true 3D image. So calling stereoscopic imaging 3D is just something we're going to have to live with. Even though I've always loved stereoscopic imaging, I used to take 3D photographs by getting two cameras, strapping them together and trying to press the shutter release at the same time. I don't really have to do that anymore because people are actually bringing out small, compact 3D or stereoscopic cameras now. Even though I've always liked it, now that the rest of the world seems to be catching on and falling in love with 3D imaging, I'm worried it's hype. Cinema has been down this path before. Cinema has had more than one flirtation with stereoscopic imaging, and usually it's a fad and it dies away. This time we're told it's not a fad, it's not going to die away. Maybe that's true. But I don't think audiences actually care that much. I do, I love the stuff. Quite a lot of people don't like putting on the 3D glasses. It makes them feel stupid, particularly if they're already wearing glasses. Cinemas have responded to this by, you'll notice, making the 3D glasses slightly cooler, looking like a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, rather than those cheesy cardboard cutout things. And they also even sell, for additional cost, even cooler-looking 3D glasses. I realise I probably sound like someone at the birth of colour cinema saying, huh, you don't need colour, black and white's all you need. And maybe I'll look back on this audio boo one day and think, what the hell was I thinking? 3D's the way. I don't know, though. I don't think it really makes a difference. I mean, if they bring out yet another Shrek movie and it's in 3D, it's not going to make it good. It's not going to make it any better. On the other hand, 3D gaming, which I've never actually experienced, might actually be compelling because you're in that world, particularly since you can move the camera around. That might actually make the stereoscopic image a bit more solid than 3D, particularly if we somehow attach the movement of the camera in the 3D game to small movements of the human body. I'm not sure how we would do that. All the major consoles are bringing out controllerless gaming. That, combined with stereoscopic imaging, could make for a very compelling game experience. Still, it's a far cry from plugging the computer game into the back of your neck and logging in to something that seems as real as life. Now that would be worth getting excited over.